Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Thank you for being here today. Today, I am here with the lovely goddess Demeter. And I'm going to let her step forward and share with you her strengths, where she helps humanity, and anything else she feels that she would like to talk about today. So, the first thing that she is saying out loud is that she's saying she was a very well-known being in her day. That's kind of funny. When she was paramount to the greater world at the time. She's saying that obviously their voices have been silenced for quite a bit of time on this planet, but they have resurrected themselves to be here during this juncture of time. During the shift of humanity into a new aspect of being. And I also even heard her say the new divine harmonic frequency, whatever that means. So I'm just wanted to put that out there as well. She said, many of you are well of her scope, but she's saying that scope is too narrow. You think of her as this divine mother. She said divine mother hen, which I love. But she is greater than that. There are many aspects to her, and she would like to enlighten you today on what those are. And even she just said on her frequency. So let's move forward in that direction. First and foremost, she will talk about her being this divine mother, since that is the most familiar aspect for humanity. And now she's saying, many of you are aware as the mother of the divine Persephone, she said, the daughter of the underworld, my role was protection. And she says, as a protective mother hen, guarding and protecting her children, she too will step forward to protect and guard you as well from a motherly aspect. So if you feel you are in need of some form of protection at this time, whether it be, she said, familial or occupying any other space in your life, you can call her forward and she will be there to offer you divine protection in terms of whatever it is you're going through, she's saying. And I see her, it's like she's raising her cloak and she's covering you. So she's a protective deity. So remember her story. She's telling me that she's a fierce protector. Of those she loves dearly. Therefore, she will step forward to make sure that you are unharmed. Call her name out with reverence, and you will assume her protection, is what I just heard. So that's the first aspect she wants to tell you. The other aspect, this is very interesting. I've not heard this, so I'm just going to say it. She said she also wants to talk to you about the first word I heard was dignity. Of course, she also said self-love as a healer. That's another aspect to her work here to heal humanity. She said, yes, she is a fertility goddess and she assists with abundance as well. So she can step forward to help you with that. But she's saying dignity is, and self-respect is crucial for many people, but especially for women. Having self-respect means setting boundaries. She said, appreciating yourself, appreciating your time, appreciating what you stand for, and making those things known to people within your orbit, she just said. She said, as women, we are inclined to lower our boundaries to support. There's a word she said, but I can't pick it up. Support other people, to assist others. Even she said, to the detriment of our own welfare. And she's looking at me. Yes, that is true. And she wants to teach you how to harness your inner strength to maintain those boundaries, because keeping those boundaries in your life is a sign of self-respect, but also dignity too. And she's saying that she will teach you the power of no, saying no and really meaning it. And not bending towards the will of others. And she wants you to go back, she's telling me, to tell you to revisit her stories and how when she said no, she meant it. Okay. And she didn't feel guilt about it. And she's telling me that in society, we're meant to feel very guilty when we do say no. So she's stepping forward to letting you know that saying no is actually a superpower that we have, but it is a major sign of self-love and self-respect because you're honoring yourself, you're honoring your own boundaries, and that's something that she is called to teach you as well, especially if you have a tendency to fluctuate. If that's an issue that you have, she will step forward to help you harness that inner strength of yours. So that's the second thing she said she wants to really help you with. I'm asking her what the third thing is, and she wants to remind you that she is very powerful because, okay, and her might is great. She's telling me that she has been deeply overlooked. And this is funny that she's bringing this up. Well, it's not funny, but it's something that she kind of mentioned to me earlier today when I connected with her, but she wants me to really talk about this with you guys. And I'll let her speak it really, that there are other deities who appear greater, these are her words, or who are more popular. But she's saying not to overlook the breadth of her power. Remember, she, and yes, of course, her daughter oversaw the greater mysteries. So you can visit both of them for a variety of things, is what she is saying. And yes, go back and revisit her stories, her mythology, and you will see the role that she has played and that she continues to play, is what she just said. Even though for a time they have this frequency, she's telling me, has been quote unquote silenced or overlooked. But again, from her words, it's being resurrected by many like me to assist move humanity forward and for us to also remember our divine heritage, her words. All right. So we've talked about a few of the, I think, maybe kind of lesser known and more known things about her, but she's also wants me to remind you that she and of course Persephone oversaw the Eleusinian Mysteries. There we go. My God, I couldn't get it out. Right. And while many of you have heard these mysteries involve the replication of, she said, the abduction narrative, and she put that in quotes. She said there was more to the divine mysteries than obviously than what you are well than what you know. And she said that, thank you. I was trying to get her words. She said that these mysteries were an act of descent. That's her word, descent. Okay. And she said descent into the unknown. And that is a part, that's another aspect of herself, is living in the unknown, descending into unknown spaces that potentially could be darker spaces, which requires, she said, this requires uncomfortability for many people, as we live in a world where we live in the world of the seen and predictability, but many are afraid of the dark and many are afraid of the unknown. And what she's asking you to do is cross this threshold with her so that she may show you what is okay, in the darker realms, is what she's saying. This is very interesting. So what I just heard is during this descent involves confronting yourself. And she's telling me to say these words, so I'm just saying them. And it's this type of descent work, she said, is what she calls the inner work. She doesn't want to use the word shadow work. She is just saying this is like descent work. And she said these are the rites of self-confrontation. Those are her words. And confrontation with mortality. And she's well aware of the fear that we embody, even the idea of death and what that brings emotionally. But she wants to introduce you to the idea or to the notion that life and death go hand in hand, which is very interesting that she's telling me here. And that if you were to work underneath her or learn from her or become one of her initiates, this will be required. She said, all life is evolution, which means all life is change. And therefore, to become an initiate of her will require, and these are her words, like the death of the familiar self so that you may evolve into your greater self. And she's telling me, I just heard, she was like, remember, change from within brings change, change on the outside. I said, okay. And that she said she's giving you a clue there. Nothing to do with me, but she's giving you a clue of what it would be like to become an initiate of hers and make that level of commitment to her. She said, and she's saying this again, while you are most familiar with her as the mother figure, and yes, she is the great tenderizer. That is hilarious. She's the great and the great nurturer. There again, this is so redundant, but there's many aspects to her being. And yes, at times, Persephone will be along the journey because I can see her on my right side, like it's like in the dark somehow. But do not forget that you will emerge from the darkness, she said, as all things do. So she just wants you to understand the multidimensionality of her divinity, and that it's certainly, she's saying, it certainly will be a journey that she would love to take with each of you who are committed to this type of work. Self-understanding, self-gnosis, she just said self-awareness, self-love, self-compassion, self-respect. All of these things and more does she deliver on, is what she said. She will assist you on your journey. Do not forget, and this is so funny because, again, I heard this hours ago when I first started talking with her. She is, in her words, the figurehead, the goddess figurehead. Never heard that before, but I've heard this from her multiple times today, so I'm just gonna say it. And she's a great deity, and she has an abundance of things to offer everybody. She's kind and she is very generous. And yes, because I asked her if she would be willing to talk a little bit about abundance, and she is. Clearly, she said fertility is a part of her realm, and if need be. If this is a part of your journey, which of course it is, I'm saying to her, of course it's a part of everybody's journey, but being fertile in spirit, being abundance in love, being abundant, God help me, being abundant in love and being abundant in nurturing and kindness and generosity, this is the type of fertility she said that she offers here. This type of fertility is what is going to also nurture not just the people of the earth, but nurture Mother Earth as well. And again, these are things that she will teach you. Compassion is essential. Therefore, she will teach you to be more compassionate towards yourself. And here's something else that she's saying right now. She said, some of you that will go to her, you'll go to her because similarly, you will have felt or you feel very overlooked in life. And she said, she understands that. And she will help you to navigate those experiences. So, if that's something that you have been feeling lately, she certainly will step up to assist you in this way and navigate that space, is what she just said. And she said, harness new energy. She's telling me everybody here on the earth, despite what you may think, is endowed with many abilities, many skills. But she said, we labor under the sun, tending to things that do not fill our hearts, that are obviously unfulfilling, even that are questionable, she said. And she wants to teach you how to make that shift into work that is more fulfilling, in abundance, yes, but and more in alignment with your calling here on the planet. So again, she wants to remind you she can assist you in so many different ways. So if you feel called to her, she is happy to help you. And yes, she is the great nurturer. So she wants to say for those of you with troubled mothers, without having a mother, who have not necessarily lived a life where you have been tended to, where you have been nurtured, where you felt support, affection, she is here to assist you with that as well and to offer you that. She said, and the great veil of motherly protection. That's where she steps forward as well. She will help you tend to your wounds that you have in this life, and she'll work with you on healing them. So she's telling me in my head, like, I have an abundance of skills to bring forward. If you open your hearts and your minds towards her and allow the process to take place. And she said, she understands that with change requires patience. But also nurturing yourself is essential throughout evolution. And she will teach you the kind of nurturing that she thinks is the most beneficial She also wants to say this, which I love. She says she's a very realistic being. She will not give you, I just heard, empty platitudes. She's here to help. She delivers on what she can do, she just said. And she certainly is here to assist you on a case-by-case basis. But she is direct in her thinking and direct in her speaking. So don't be, this is hilarious. Do not be surprised at her tone and intonation, is what I legitimately just heard. And if your life is in need of course correction, she will help you. So everyone, I'm asking if there's anything else that she wants to say. She looks forward. She says she looks forward to meeting you all individually. She's telling me, and I'm just going to tell you this. I think she's telling me this. One of her favorite things is sunflowers. So if you do plan to approach her, you may really want to consider that as an offering. She just said an important detail. What, okay, before she leaves, she said she wants to give you a message. I said a parting gift, but she said a message. She said the power of kindness and generosity. She said, on the earth, there seems to be a lack of abundance of kindness. Many people are looking out for themselves as they should, for their own welfare, but do not forget the woes of others. There are times where we forget the power of a kind word. And she said, and she's telling me to tell you to be generous with your kindness towards other people and be kind towards yourself. Forgive yourself for past slights, for mistakes. She said, keep your head held high, lift your head, but offer kindness. She said, even a small kind word can uplift another's spirits. And she said, you would be amazed at how just saying something positive and kind towards somebody else can really shift their own narrative internally. She said, do not diminish the power of your words and the power of love through kind acts. Yeah, that's all I have. Everybody, please enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to connecting with you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.